MPs vote to proscribe Palestine Action as terrorist group, date modified colon 2025-07-02T17:16:53.367Z, description colon the ban means supporting the group could potentially carry a maximum sentence of 14 years, dot. MPs approved plan to proscribe Palestine Action as terrorist group, 2 hours ago, save, Michael Shiles McNamee BBC News, save, PA Media, MPs have voted in favor of legislation to proscribe group Palestine Action as a terrorist organization, passing by 385 votes to 26. The order, which amends the Terrorism Act 2000, is now expected to be signed by Home Secretary Yvette Cooper and come into effect later this week. Once in effect, supporting Palestine Action will become a criminal offense, with membership or expressing support for the direct action group punishable by up to 14 years in prison. However, legal action is underway to try to temporarily block the order, with a hearing scheduled to take place on Friday at London's High Court. Palestine Action has been granted the hearing pending further proceedings to decide whether a legal challenge can be brought. Alongside Palestine Action, the order also proscribes Maniacs Murder Cult, a white supremacist neo-Nazi organization, and the Russian Imperial Movement, a white supremacist ethno-nationalist organization. The move to proscribe Palestine Action was taken after activists broke into RAF Breeze Norton in Oxfordshire last month and sprayed two planes with red paint, an incident branded disgraceful by Prime Minister Sir Keir Starmer. Four arrested after RAF Breeze Norton break-in speaking to the BBC about the group being proscribed. One of its members, Saeed Taji Faruqi, said the action was absurd and that it rips apart the very basic concepts of British democracy and the rule of law. Presenting the order to the House of Commons, Minister of State for Security Dan Jarvis said the public attention the group has garnered should not be confused with legitimacy. He said the group had carried out atrocious acts which had increased in frequency and severity in recent times. Its targets have broadened to include financial firms, charities, universities, and government buildings, he said. Its methods have become more aggressive with its members demonstrating a willingness to use violence. Expressing support for the government's move, Conservative MP Harriet Cross said the groups facing proscription have nothing whatsoever to do with legitimate protest. They would not be facing proscription today if they were demonstrating peacefully, respectfully, or legally, she said. But a number of Labour backbenchers questioned the action and whether it would not be more proportionate for the group to be dealt with through criminal legislation. In total, 10 Labour MPs, including one teller, voted against the government. One of them, Labour MP Clive Lewis, said there was a long history in this country of direct action which pushes the boundaries of our democracy, and this was still direct action, not terrorist action. His party colleague Richard Bergen said the legislation risked criminal leasing thousands of volunteers and supporters, and pointed out a large number of people had been associated with the group in this capacity, including students, nurses, retirees and professionals. The proscription order will now go before the Lords on Thursday, where it is likely to pass. Palestine Action member tells BBC plan to ban group absurd, Palestine Action group to be banned. Home Secretary confirms, Palestine Action has engaged in activities that have predominantly targeted arms companies since the start of the current war in Gaza. Israel launched its military campaign in Gaza in response to Hamas's October 7, 2023 attack, in which about 1,200 people were killed and 251 others were taken hostage. Since then, 56,500 people have been killed in Gaza, according to the territory's Hamas-run health ministry, British Broadcasting Corporation, Home, News, Sport, Business, Innovation, Culture, Arts, Travel, Earth, Audio, Video, Live, Weather, BBC Shop, BritBox, BBC in other languages, follow BBC on, Terms of Use, About the BBC, Privacy Policy, Cookies, Accessibility Help, Contact the BBC, Advertise with Us, Do Not Share or Sell My Info. BBC.com Help and FAQs, Copyright 2025 BBC. All rights reserved. The BBC is not responsible for the content of external sites. Read about our approach to external linking, props://news/comma/articles/comma/c2d0j0jhco/id:earn-bbc-optimo-asset c2d0j0jhco, contents type: headline, model.